Track 2, Steps in Schema Therapy. On this track, we will examine the various steps inherent in treating a borderline personality through schema therapy. The steps are recognition and acknowledgement, finding the root, and challenging the schema. Also, we will include a schema therapy log I believe to be helpful in facilitating these steps. The first step in treating borderline personality disorder is the recognition and acknowledgement of the destructive schema. By pinpointing the source of the impulsivity, I believe it is much easier to treat. To help my 30-year-old client diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, Susan, better monitor her behavior, I had her keep a schema log. In the log, I asked Susan to write down an incident that she believed was the result of her unlovability schema. In this log, I indicated four concepts that Susan needed to keep in mind when writing her entries. They were emotions before the reaction, your reaction to other people, and emotion after reaction. The first situation that Susan recalled was with her husband, Dan. She stated, "I was coming back from the kitchen and Dan told me that the Reuben sandwich I made him for lunch was crap and that he had to throw it away and eat something out of the vending machines. The first emotion to hit me was panic. I didn't want him to be mad at me, so I made him his favorite dinner, even though I had to throw away the dish I was making the entire day. Dan was happy, but underneath my breath I was whispering, 'I hope you choke on this, you jackass.' He made me feel ashamed, and I never told him that." I asked Susan why she didn't express her needs to Dan, and she said, "He's the best I can get. No one else is going to look my way, so I might as well be with him. I made such a mess out of my life, I guess I have it coming." Over the course of the next few weeks, a similar pattern arose in Susan's household, in which Dan would become angry and harsh with her. In turn, Susan tried her best to appease him, even if his demands were unreasonable. She related in one of her last schema logs, "Dan told me that he needed his blue shirt for work that day. I told him it hadn't made it into the laundry. He told me to wash it anyway. I said, 'No, Dan, I have other things to do, and my world does not revolve around you.' He couldn't believe it, that he wasn't controlling me." As you can see by keeping track of her schemas, which we'll discuss on the rest of this track, Susan was able to acknowledge her problem and eventually step out of her schema's influence. Now let's see how Susan got to this point. The first step in schema therapy is finding the root of the schema. This involves examining the client's past and analyzing the exact situation that taught the client's mind to adapt to a certain set of emotions in a particular way. To help Susan accomplish this, I used the remembrance exercise. I asked Susan to think back to the earliest time she remembers someone making her feel the emotion of unworthiness associated with her unlovability schema. I asked her to make three columns on a sheet of paper, one for the person's name, two for what he or she did, and three how it affected her. Susan wrote, "Dad left me when I was 5. He was always telling me I needed to keep my room clean. From that point on, my room was immaculate. I think I was hoping that if I did this, he would come back and be proud of me again. I hated him for it. I felt angry, manipulated, and unwanted." As you can see, Susan has successfully discovered an earlier moment in her life that might have had a direct effect on her unlovability schema. In addition to acknowledging and the past behavior recognition, the third step in treating a schema is challenging the behavior. While this depends largely on the willpower of the client and motivation, I believe that the familiar emotions exercise is helpful. I asked Susan to make a list of all the emotions that she felt during her unlovability schema as it started to reel out of control. Then, after she made the list, I asked that when she started to feel these emotions again, to stop and analyze these familiar emotions and to decide whether or not the trigger had anything to do with her unlovability schema. Susan made this list: angry, unwanted, inadequate, frustrated, and small. After several months of using this technique, I asked Susan to tell me how the exercise had helped her. She stated, "As soon as Dan said that my hair looked like a rat's nest, I felt the usual inadequacy surfacing, and that's when I stopped and I thought that there is no reason that a little comment like that should ruin my day. I said to Dan that my hair looked like this because I had spent the entire day cleaning our house. Huh, you should have seen the look on that pig's face. I had never referred to anything as ours before. It was always his house and his car. But I had made the same contributions as he had. I have a job and do the house chores. We got into a huge fight that night, and I told him that he was an awful husband and that if he wanted to continue this marriage, then he was going to have to make some changes. He said he wasn't going to change for any bitch. So I left that night and went to my mother's. That happened about 2 days ago, and I haven't heard from him since. I can't say that I don't miss him, but I know I'm better off now. My mother is even looking for a lawyer to help me with the divorce papers, if I feel that's necessary." As you can see, Susan had taken a large step in overcoming her schema and challenging her everyday life. In this track, we discuss the various steps inherent in treating borderline personalities through schema therapy: recognition and acknowledgement, finding the root, and challenging the schema. Also, we discussed a schema therapy log. Question 2. What are the various steps in treating a borderline personality with schema therapy?